Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And let the meditation of our hearts and the words of our mouth and our attitudes and our actions give glory to you this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 9, verse 32 to 34. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons."
Yeah, hallelujah. We know Isaiah 11 that Jesus came by the Spirit, was led by the Spirit, and that's what brought liberty. He was dedicated to God the Father. I do what he tells me to do. He was led by the Spirit, and then the signs and the wonders followed. And the sad thing is here, the Pharisees say he's moved by the prince of the demons. And sadly, we know in the words of Jesus that they are whitewashed tombs. So in other words, all their attitudes and actions is dead. Because they are dead, there's no life in them. They actually need to be delivered from the evil spirit, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2, so that they can then become new creations, the new spirit, and with a new heart, and then the Lord could give them the new wine. They could become new wineskins, and they can get the new wine. So that's the sad case. But the encouragement is for us as children of God, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. But even before that, I think we need to see that we need to be disciples. You know, and disciples were dedicated, disciplined followers on a daily basis, not a part-time basis. Because everything we're reading and we're hearing about Jesus is coming from disciples that later on became apostles, and they all now part of the kingdom of God. We are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets of old in the Old Testament and Jesus. And there we're in the presence of the Father, the angels. Why? Because we've been raised and seated with Jesus. But Jesus is still now, he is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet. And that's under us because we are his body. So it's all, as the word says, be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So that's the reality. We had to come away from the carnality, the judging of what we've seen and the pointing of the finger and according to what we thought. And we had to surrender to the Lord. And in surrendering to the Lord, we entered into the kingdom, received the new heart and received the new spirit. But then that's a daily being filled, calling on the Lord. It's not just a once-off thing. It's a continuous calling. So we can be those spiritual people that 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about, that we are spiritual because we are being led by the Spirit, who knows the thoughts of God, but the Spirit of God. And that's what we're tapping into. The Word is the thoughts and the attitudes of God. So His Word, the letter kills, but the Spirit makes alive. That's why we needed to get born again. And in being born again, the powers of darkness were broken, but they're still out there, the lies and the deception, and the devil's still shooting his darts at us. It's still happening, but that's why we've got to stay so close to our Lord. I think of chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it talks about being carnal. And when you've been carnal, that's where there's arguments and there's stripes, and that's why we need to run closer to the Lord. And I love that 1 Corinthians 10:13, we won't be tested beyond what we can handle, but God is faithful, and he will show us a way of escape. So we need to constantly be counting it all joy when we are faced with the trials, and the joy is, Lord, what are you saying? Give us the answers that are necessary here so we're growing. And I like it if we look at Isaiah 30, verse 20, and it talks about there we need to call on the Lord. And then when we call on the Lord and that, and we listen, he's working in us to will and to do, and we listen to what he's saying, then we throw away the gold idols and the silver idols, and we say, get away from us. So that's growing in the Lord and not making room for carnality. So it's like your gold idol would be maybe fight, and then the silver idol, flight, you know, and that gets us nowhere. But when we come to the leadings of the Spirit, that's where faith is found. So it's not about fight or flight, it's about faith. And then also, and so in all the testings, there is things we are waking up to the Spirit, and we're getting stronger in the ways of God, in the truth of God, in the love of God, in the plan of God. And we are also moving away from carnality. You know, the spider is out, but the cobwebs can still be there. And those cobwebs are still ways of doing things and attitudes and actions that is not of the Spirit, but of the flesh. So again, I say, well, morning by morning, hear from the Lord, and then in the day, put to practice, see things as when we are challenged, it's tests coming. It's coming against the reality of the love of God for your life. And you need to see it as an opportunity to grow. So you don't run from God, you run to God, and you hear what he's saying. And remember, it's faith and patience. So sometimes we just got to be patient, but then we yearn, we grow. And that's the beauty now. We're partaking of the abundance of God's love towards us on a daily basis, because his thoughts towards us is as much as the sea sand. So be blessed to enjoy your God. Don't fall into condemnation if you made some wrong, you had some wrong thoughts and then attitudes and actions, but just back to the Lord, and tomorrow's another day. Well, we got the whole day ahead of us now. Today we're walking in the light. Amen. Today we're overcoming, and that's a beauty. God will never leave us or forsake us. He started a work and he will complete it. So we just got to stick to him like glue, because he knows the way. And that's what it's all about, staying with your Lord and being relevant, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.